I'm Graham Pascoe. Good morning. Hope you are having a good morning so far. I've got 2 hours of good stuff for you ahead. It's music. If you're a new or an occasional listener, such as Boyd, I hope you enjoy the program. In today's program, in the first half of the program, I'll be playing recordings by people including K-Star, The Platters, Dionne DiMucci and Ginger Rogers, Dean Martin and Shirley Bassey, and Bing Crosby. Well, that's a surprise, isn't it? And then I'll introduce you to my singer of renown, an Australian-born soprano of some note.
To see you once again, thunder and lightning coming and a going. Why do I keep right on?
'Cause I love you, that's why. 'Cause I love you, that's why. 'Cause I love you, that's why. I'd lie right down and die. That's a why, that's a why, that's a why.
Bread on the table, chicken in the pot. I'll clean your house, you'll never see a spot. Then when you're dreaming by the firelight, I'll scratch your back each night.
'Cause I love you, that's a why. Cause I love you, that's a why. Cause I love you, that's a why. I'd lie right down and die. That's a why, that's a why, that's a why.
Wearing the collar, slicking up your hair, you're drinking tea, one finger in the air.
Oh, I ain't touched a card, I threw away the deck. Why all of that, why?
Cause I love you, that's why.
Cause I love you, that's why. Cause I love you, that's why. I'd lie right down and die.
That's a why, that's a why, that's a why.
Gotta tell you or I'm gonna burst. I saw you once and loved you from the first. Why don't you take me better or for worse? I'll be your slave for life. Cause I love you, that's a why. Cause I love you, that's a why. Cause I love you, that's a why. I'd lie right down and die. That's a why, that's a why, that's a why.
You just heard two hit records from the early 1950s. The first was Wheel of Fortune, written by Benny Benjamin and George Weiss, sung by Catherine Starks, who we knew as Kay Starr, a hit in 1952. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of Kay Starr in 1922. That was followed by 'Cause I Love You, That's a Why. It was Guy Mitchell and Mindy Carson singing a song written by Bob Merrill, who wrote many of the songs which Guy Mitchell recorded with great success. I remember enjoying in my youth comic strips, and particularly one which featured Ali Oop, a caveman from the ancient times. Ali Oop.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Ali Oop. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. The toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him 'cause they know better. 'Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like, what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi, yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. ride. Get 'em, man. Like Hillsville.
You just heard the Hollywood Argyles tell us about Alley Oop.
Was on the Isle of Capri that I found you.
Beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round you.
Where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose, but a darling.
But somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning,
we are still on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over. Blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real rear dinger.
And we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat whistle warned not to linger. 'Twas goodbye to the Isle of Capri. We hit the Isle of Capri.
We hit the Isle of Capri with the tourists.
Couldn't cut through that mob with a knife.
Couldn't cut through that mob with a knife.
It seemed that all of the tourists.
It seemed the tourists were purists.
Every man hung around with his wife. We ordered pasta and all kinds of vinos.
We ordered pasta and all kinds of vinos.
While seven stale mandolins had to wait.
While seven stale mandolins had to
wait. I think the pasta is better at Dino's.
It's back on the strip in L.A.
Every time we think of Capri,
the mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension.
We may hear them again. Arrivederci
to memories we made there,
and to that island where romance begins. I've often felt that we both might have stayed there if it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
When the twilight is gone,
ah,
and no songbirds are singing,
ah,
when the twilight is gone,
ah,
you come into my heart,
ah,
and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My my prayer is a rapture in blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney sang Isle of Capri. It was written by Will Gross, writing under the name of Hugh Williams, with lyrics by Jimmy Kennedy. And Jimmy Kennedy also wrote the lyrics for My Prayer. The Platters had a big hit with that in 1956. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the British songwriter, the lyric writer, Jimmy Kennedy, in 1902.
Can laugh when he's unhappy. Sometimes I wish I were a clown. I'd like to sing away my sorrow, every sorrow, every frown. A mighty jingle never cheers me. I sing of love, but no one hears me. I've got to sing a torch song, 'cause that's the way I feel. When I feel a thing, then I can sing. It must be real. I couldn't sing a gay song, it wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in. Happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance has a fall. I've got to sing a torch song. That was Ginger Rogers singing a song from 1933 from the motion picture Gold Diggers of 1933, written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. I've got to sing a torch song.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down, where pretty girls are, where
Yondamuchi, he told us about the Wanderer. Who, in fact, he told us that he is the Wanderer, Yondamuchi, as singing as Dion.
Powder your face with sunshine, put on a great big smile, make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. Whistle a tune of gladness. Bloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. So smile, smile, smile. To be laughing with you in a little while. Whistle a tune of gladness. Gloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, smile, smile. Hearts are lighter when you're wearing a great big smile.
Powder Your Face with Sunshine, a song written by Carmen Lombardo and Stanley Rozinski. It was a hit for Dean Martin in 1952. The next two selections were introduced in London in a show called Bittersweet in 1929. The music for the show was written by Noel Coward.
I believe in doing what I can, crying when I must, laughing when I choose. Hey ho, if love were all, I should be lonely. I believe the more you love a man, the
more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although when shadows fall, I think if only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear, cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey ho, if love were
now, Miss Starry, if you please, sing a scale for me.
Oh.
Take a breath and then repeat in a different key.
Oh.
All my life I shall remember knowing you. All the pleasure I have found in showing you the different ways that one may phrase the changing light and the changing shade, happiness that must die, melodies that must fly, memories that must fade, dusty and forgotten. Whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. The years will come to me.
That duet was Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth singing I'll See You Again, written by Noel Coward for Bittersweet. It was preceded by Shirley Bassey singing a song from the same show, If Love Were All.
last moon burning above. You'd be so
You'd be so nice to come home to. Music and lyrics by Cole Porter, sung by the American singer Helen Merrill. It was preceded by Judy Connelly, a recording from 1999 made in Sydney of The Nearness of You. Music by Harry Carmichael, lyrics by Ned Washington. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Judy Connelly in 1947. In his long and distinguished career, Bing Crosby sang just about every kind of song. Started as a crooner, of course, and a jazz singer. It wasn't long, it was in the 1930s, that he got into the country and western mode. This is an example of it from 1937.
Close your sleepy eyes, my little buckaroo, while the light of western skies is shining down on you. Don't you know it's time for bed, another day is through, so go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Don't you realize, my little buckaroo, it was from a little acorn that the oak tree grew. And remember, Buffalo Bill was once a kid like you. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Now it's time that you were round and up a dream or two. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Now it's time that you were round enough a dream or two. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo.
Crosby was accompanied by Victor Young's orchestra in 1937 in that recording of My Little Buckaroo, written by M.K. Jerome and Jack Scholl for a Western movie at that time.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day, and as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a ta ay come a ta yip ay.
Get along. Get hip, little dog. Get along. Better be on your way. Get along. get hip, little doggy. And he trucked him on down that old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-till-yah-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got a knocked-out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the I-I-A, come at the yippee-I-A. Get long, you better be on your way. Get long, get hip, little doggy, as he trucked it on down the old fairway, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-tilly-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got to knock that western accent with a Harlem touch.
That cat was raised on loco weed. Jackie's what you call a swing half-breed.
Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the aye-aye, come at the yip-tilly-aye.
Come at the aye-aye, come at the yip-tilly-aye.
In the early 1940s, there was a bit of a fad in popular music, boogie woogie. So I guess it's not surprising that it was combined with a western touch, cow cow boogie, recorded by Ella Fitzgerald and the Inkspots in 1944. In London in 1961, a show called "Stop the World, I Want to Get Off" was first performed. Here's a song from that show.
What kind of fool am I?
You're a schmuck.
He didn't say that.
Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this that could not see? What could be seen by almost everyone but me? What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that's left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love till I don't give a
Sammy Davis Jr. sang What Kind of Fool Am I?
Well, Jimmy, I've already done one tune from Irving Berlin's new musical earlier this evening. Do you think I might make it two?
Oh, why not, buddy? Miss Liberty is packed with great tunes.
Well, this one I think is especially charming, and it's true. There is just one way to say I love you.
Just one way to say I love you. I love you. I love you. And try as I may, that's all I can say. I love you. Much more could be said if I thought with my head, but I only can think with my heart. I love you, I love you, and yearn for the day when you say I love you. Much more could be said if I thought with my head, but I only can think with my heart. I love you, and yearn for the day when you say I love you.
Buddy Clark's interpretation of Just One Way to Say I Love You, written by Irving Berlin in 1949 for a New York show called Miss Liberty. Buddy Clark, and that was a recording made for the American Armed Forces Services radio programs by Buddy Clark.